Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges of motherhood. I'm Laura Guckian, life coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guests. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession. A mumfession is any experience or feeling you are having as a mum, but you're too afraid to share. The stuff that makes you feel like you're alone or that you're doing this whole motherhood thing wrong. I want to first of all help you recognize you are not alone and you are not doing it wrong, but most importantly, give you the tools you need to navigate it. This is the emotional village that you need. To make sure you don't miss any other episodes of Mumfessions, please hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening. And if you would like extra tools, please go and visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Coming up this week.
I wanted my husband to just have to do everything for a day. I haven't told anyone, not even my friends, that I did this.
Was there a conversation beforehand? I don't know. Maybe this happened because she did have this conversation with her partner and he wasn't listening.
And when you do start a task, your internal stopwatch kicks in to get it finished before someone needs you again.
It can constantly feel almost like we're failing. We're trying to do everything but getting nothing done.
I sit at home most days by myself and my little girl. I've tried going to all the mummy and baby groups.
Today's episode is sponsored by Rescue Remedy, a brand that has been trusted for over 80 years. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during some of the more challenging days of motherhood. A must-have for any busy mum. Okay, so I like to start every episode with a little reflection or story about me this week. Something happened this morning that I think a lot of you will relate to and I think might find really useful. So to give context, I am autistic and my children are autistic. My little boy, Alex, is almost four. He's autistic. He can't talk yet. You know, he's a lot of extra challenges. And as a mother, when I first heard that, it really frightened me. I found myself thinking about the future a lot, fearing the future. Will he ever talk? What's his life going to be like? I actually had this really unusual thought when I first found out that I almost got a sad feeling of, am I ever going to find Alex at 16 drunk with his friends? It kind of surprised me as a mother, because as mothers, that's the one thing we wouldn't want our children to do. We sort of fear that. But suddenly, when your experience ends up looking completely different to what you imagine, it's actually those very things you fear they won't experience, that connection with friends, the doing some of the bold things. And where am I going with this? Because I know lots of you listening won't have a little autistic boy who can't talk. But I know as mums, we do worry a lot about the future. And we wonder, what if this happens to them? Will I be able to protect them? What if this is how their life ends up happening? What if they're not happy? What if they don't have friends? We always think what if, and that could be going 5, 6, 10 years in the future. But I've started to do something that stops me from thinking what if, that stops me going to the future. And I'm going to tell you a little story about this morning that's going to help you do the same. So I don't know if your house is the same. We kind of have musical beds. You could go to sleep in one bed, wake up in another. Our kids move around. So last night I moved Leo into our bed and I moved into Leo's bed because I wanted to be closer to Alex. Because last night Alex did something pretty special. He usually sleeps in a cot, but he moved into the double bed in his room all by himself. So I thought, right, let's go. Let's put him in the double bed, because this was a fear of mine. Is he ever going to come out of the cot? He's nearly four. So he slept through the night and I got up this morning, went into my bedroom to get ready. And there were my three boys, including my husband, in our bed. Alex sitting there smiling. He had slept through the night. He had got out of the bed and he had gone into the bathroom by himself and did a wee in the potty. And to someone else, that mightn't be a big deal. I just thought in that moment, oh my goodness, he's going to be fine. Everything has come together. So if you're a mom and you find yourself worrying about the future, bring it back to the present moment. There is nothing that you can do today that's going to prevent that from happening. The only thing that's within your control right now is today. So focus on today. Look at the things that you can control today. Look at the things you can influence today and accept that how your child feels in 10 years' time is out of your control for today. Stop looking too far into the future, because just like my little magic man Alex, maybe you'll just wake up one day and the things you're fearing they won't do, they'll suddenly do.
So this is my confession. I recently pretended that I had a work trip away. I told my husband that my manager had requested that I go and meet a client in person, but it would require a night away because I had to take them for dinner. I packed my bags, left my two children and a husband, and had 24 amazing hours all alone in a hotel. I felt so good leaving them, but then suddenly the guilt hit. I was feeling so exhausted and overwhelmed by everything and completely fed up with carrying the full mental load. I wanted my husband to just have to do everything for a day. I haven't told anyone, not even my friends, that I did this. I know you can't undo what I did, but I just wanted to share. It already feels better now that I've shared. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love this momfession. First of all, I just want to give her a round of applause and say bravo. And I'm sure many of you listening are probably cheering this mother on. Well done. And thank you for giving all of us a brilliant idea. I think we're all going to have a few work trips coming up. So I want to talk about it though, because yes, we're laughing at it and we're like, that's a genius idea. But why did it happen? What happened to cause this mother to tell a little white lie and escape and pretend she had a work trip? Because I don't think she needs to feel guilty or shame for doing that. I think, well done. You recognized you were depleted. You recognized you needed a break and you did it. What we don't know from this voice note is what happened to lead up to this. So I'm going to make a few assumptions and let's talk about what we can do or what you can do if you can relate to this. And maybe you're secretly now thinking, ooh, maybe I have a work trip going on. Yes, maybe you have a work trip that you're going to go to, or maybe you don't have a work trip. And we're going to look at how you can make small changes to reduce the likelihood that you need to escape. So think about what's feeling hard for you at the moment. Get your pen and paper out again. Let's write it down. Think about what's feeling hard for you in your life. Is it your role as mom? Are you feeling resentful towards your partner? Is your partner annoying you? Are your colleagues annoying you? What's actually going on? Because I know this is about motherhood, but very often there's other stuff driving it. What needs to happen to overcome this? If it's with your partner, I don't know from this voice note, but maybe there's frustration here with her partner. Maybe she feels like she's carrying the unequal mental load. Maybe she's had a conversation with him and he hasn't listened. I don't know. These are all assumptions. But if that is the case, go back, figure out what needs to happen. We always talk about boundaries, and I don't really like the word boundaries because it almost sounds like we need other people to do something. I'm going to share what my boundary is and they're going to do it. No, we can't control what others say and do. This is about you, what you need. What are your boundaries for yourself? What are you willing to tolerate? What are you willing to accept? What are you willing to put up with? And what changes need to happen so that you can give that to yourself? Because this mother ran away and pretended she had a work trip because her reserves were depleted. And nobody can knock her for doing that. In fact, we're applauding her. But I would really love if anyone's listening and they feel like this, look at the tiny changes you can make in your life to make it that little bit easier. Do one small thing for yourself today to start filling up your reserves so that you don't have to escape on an imaginary work trip, which I'm sure would be lovely, but that you can stay and face your life and live it in a way that feels easier. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. As a busy mom of three, on the days I need a little extra support, I always reach for Rescue Remedy. Trusted for over 80 years, the formula is the same today as when it was developed more than 80 years ago, with the unique combination of 5 batch original flower essences. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during the days when your reserves might be running low. And if, like me, you sometimes find it hard to get a full night of sleep, I like to reach for the Rescue Night Range, which contains white chestnut to help switch off from a racing mind and allow for more restful sleep. And Rescue Night is free from sedatives with no side effects or grogginess the next morning. Rescue Remedy is available from health stores and pharmacies nationwide and also in Supervalu and Tesco. As we're now halfway through this week's episode, if you think you would like to share your momfession with me and get a little bit of support with it, please feel free to email it to mindmommycoaching@gmail.com or come and say hi on my Instagram page at mindmommycoaching.
So my momfession, and something I feel really alone in, and that is when I feel like I don't have any friends since becoming a mother. So I'm the first of my friends to become a mother, and they've just stopped inviting me to things. I know part of it might be like my fault because I didn't have time to like answer their calls or their messages. I didn't reach out to them. And we were at a party recently and they just made no effort to come talk to me. My little girl is, she's 8 months, and I've just found it really, really hard. They just don't understand how exhausted I am. I just feel so lonely because I don't have anyone to talk to. My husband, he doesn't understand. I don't talk to him about it. I sit at home most days by myself and my little girl. I've tried going to all the mummy and baby groups, but they all have their own little friendship groups and I just don't feel a part of anything. I wish I knew how to fix it, or even just to, well, have someone to talk to. Sorry. Thank you.
Wow. This is a really, really tough one. I could almost feel that in my core. Like, the one word that was coming to me as I listened to this was just pure loneliness, like sadness, loss of connection, loss of friendship, feeling like she's completely alone. I just want to hug this mother. I just want to sit beside her and hug her. But what's really sad is I know that so many mothers feel like this because they've told me. It's something we really need to talk about, and that is the changing dynamic in our friendships when we become mothers, and how we can feel and how lonely we can feel. And not just friendships, our relationships in general, because everything changes and it's really natural to feel alone, to feel sad, to feel like the connection with whatever relationship it was in your life is no longer there. And just know that if you're listening now and you can relate to everything this mother said, you're not alone. That's the first thing. So let's talk about what could we do, or what could you do, to try and overcome this. Because motherhood is hard enough. It's lonely. And having friends or someone in our life that we can share that with and to feel like we can offload to or share how we're feeling without feeling judged is really important. And I would love that for all of you. That's part of why I set up Mind Mommy Coaching. That's part of why I'm doing this. I want that emotional village for mothers to have a place to feel seen and heard and supported. The first thing I want to pick up on there is she mentioned toddler and baby groups or something to that effect. I'm going to say something controversial. I absolutely hate mother and baby groups. I have never had a pleasant experience in them, and maybe you've had a different experience. I have found them to be quite judgmental. I have found them to be quite clicky. I have found them, I'm saying it again, and I know people are going to come at me, I found them to be very anti-formula feeding or bottle feeding. I have felt very judged when I've pulled out my bottle. That's just my experience. I'm sure there are lovely mother and baby groups. I just never had the opportunity to be part of it. So the first thing I'd say is, if you're ever in a room, even if it's not a toddler and baby group, whatever room you're in, and you're with people that don't make you feel good, or you don't feel like you belong, or you're questioning yourself, get up and walk out. Because when you're in a room with people that are cheering you on, that's your room. If they're not celebrating you, if they're not making you feel good, it's not your room. There are many other rooms out there. Leave. Don't keep going. You don't have to go to the toddler and baby groups. Find a group online. Think outside the box. Think about what you actually need from a connection. Even take the word friendship out of it. That can be online. That can be what you're doing even listening to this. Leave the toddler and baby groups. They are absolutely, they're not for the faint-hearted. And I think of vulnerable mums going to them and I feel sad because, and again, maybe there are good ones. I've never heard of them. I have just felt they have been really toxic, almost like you're back in school, mean girl vibes. That's what I've got from toddler and baby groups. That's the first thing. The second thing in terms of her existing friends, maybe think about what you could do to reconnect with them. If you want to reconnect with them, have you tried sharing how you really feel? Because I can relate to this in when I became a mum, I was the first out of my group of friends to become a mum. And while they were lovely and supportive, they had no idea what I was going through. Even to the point when they then became mums, they were like, we had no idea, Laura. It was a really kind of sad moment where they were like, we actually had no idea what you were going through. It's really hard and we're sorry if we weren't there for you. So I'm sharing that because maybe your friends don't know you're feeling like this. Maybe they feel that if you're not interacting with them, maybe you don't want to be their friend. So I would definitely start with reaching out to them, having a really honest conversation. I love you. I miss you. I'm finding this really hard. You know, I'd love to just connect with you. You know, my life has changed. I'm not going to be able to do the things with you that I used to do, but I would love to have little voice notes with you. I would love to have little phone conversations. Try reaching back out because I bet maybe they're like my friends, that they still want to be your friend, but they just have no idea what you're going through. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is kind of, again, thinking outside the box. What do you need from a friendship or relationship? Is it to feel seen and heard? Is it to experience what they're experiencing? Is it to have a change of environment? Think about it and see what other ways you can get that back into your life. Because you have changed. And your relationships will change. And nobody talks about this. Relationship with your partner changes. Relationships with your friends change. Everything changes. It's okay for it to be hard. But just think about what needs to happen so that you feel less alone and so that you feel seen and heard.
Hi, Laura. I'm a new mom of 7-month-old twins. And my mom fashion is how hard I find it to not be able to start and finish a task in one go. Ever. And when you do start a task, your internal stopwatch kicks in to get it finished before someone needs you again. So you constantly feel overwhelmed, behind, and exhausted. It's quite stressful, and it's one of the things that I'm finding quite hard.
This is a really, really great mum fashion. I think she's capturing how so many of us feel. That frustration of just not being able to get anything done, no matter how hard we try. And I think the recognition of how limited our time is, particularly when we have small kids. And it can constantly feel almost like we're failing. We're trying to do everything, but getting nothing done. We don't ever have that sense of achievement. We can feel frustrated. It's not a nice feeling. And I, for one, have experienced this. And I know most of you listening would have been nodding along to that mumfession going, yeah, that's me. So how can we overcome that? How can we as mums, given our limited time, energy, resources, given that our tiny little people need us for everything, how can we actually even get the smallest things done in a day? So this is what you're going to do. Again, take out your pen and paper. We're going to work through it. We're going to talk about anchors, okay? I'm going to talk about them, and anchors, they are going to change your life and how you get through the day. But first of all, I want you to think about a pressure point in your day. So for me, a pressure point is a time in the day where everything feels chaotic. There's loads of things to do. It doesn't feel good. You feel under pressure. A lot of my clients, this could be, you know, when they return from work. And they're bringing the kids home and they're emptying the bags and they're getting dinner on and the house is the mess and the kids are crying. Or it could be in the morning when you're getting everyone up and it just is chaotic. So pick your pressure point in the day. Then I want you to think about what feels hard in that pressure point. Is it the noise? Is it everything you have to do? Is it constantly being needed? Is it the mess? Think about it. For most people, this is the to-do list. I'm trying to do 10 things in a really short space of time. So this is what you need to do. Think of the things that need to happen in the morning. For me, I look at it like this. I need to get up. I need to feed them. I need to get them dressed. I need to get them out the door. There's kind of four core parts. So my first anchor starts in the morning. An anchor is a task that happens at the same time every day. And when it happens, it's almost like a train line. It just signals another task and it keeps everything flowing and it feels seamless and it doesn't feel like a task. It just happens. If we can strategically place anchors in your day will flow easier. You will get the stuff done that you need to get done. So my very first anchor of the day is I wake up at the same time every single morning, even at weekends. It's about 10 or 15 minutes before my kids so that I'm up, I'm ready and I'm calm. My second anchor is the washing machine goes on at exactly the same time every day, 8 a.m. Why? Because if my washing machine is on at 8 a.m., then my kids are dressed because their PJs are on. My third anchor of the day is my dishwasher goes on every morning at 9 a.m. Why? Because then I empty it at lunchtime and then it is empty for the chaos of dinner time and the chaos of breakfast. They're just examples. Think about the things you are struggling to get done in a day and how can you introduce an anchor so that it seamlessly flows. For this mom, what I'd also suggest is really look at your to-do list. Be really fair, be realistic. What are you actually trying to get done? Are you trying to get 10 things done when for your stage of life, which is it's sounding like you're in the trenches with really small kids, maybe you can only do 5 and that's okay. Reevaluate what you're trying to do and make a list that is more fair and more realistic. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe or follow button. But most importantly, please share with your friends. Because if you related to any of the topics on today's episode, I promise you they will relate too. You can also leave me a review and a rating wherever you're listening. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to avail of some additional resources, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, it's not selfish to mind mommy. It's essential. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. Mumfessions is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast production manager was Charlotte Mason. The podcast producer was Safran Mirza. And the podcast production assistant was Abby Sandler. This podcast was recorded in Take 9 Studios in Cork.